I'm 19 years old. When I reflect on my life, I realize that there's a lot there to reflect on in just 19 years. But one of the most crucial things in my reflections is always music. Music has played such a major role in my life as a young kid and a teenager. And it has changed my life in such a way that I know I would not be the same person if it weren't for my career in music. Welcome to On a Nostalgic Note. On this new podcast, my goal is to share stories with you about my time as a performer, how music has changed my life. I will discuss oldies history of the music from the 50s to the 70s, which is what I specialize in. I'll hopefully play some unplugged songs that I have loved over the years, and hopefully you have too. And I hope we have a great time discussing how music can change a life. I know it has changed mine, and I'm sure that it has changed many of yours. This is On a Nostalgic Note.
That trip back, my friend, where music never ends. Spinny tails so fast, here we go on fast. On a nostalgic note we ride. Stories flowing like the tide. From stage lights to the smash, music history in our sides. Hear the echoes from the stage, memories winter days. Place up your dancing shoes, make a history we can lose.
When I was about 3 or 4 years old, my dad gifted me the best gift that he could have given me at that time. And that was an Elvis Presley Greatest Hits CD. He wanted me to experience this music firsthand. And when I listened to that CD for the first time, my life was changed forever. Even at that young age, my life was changed. The first song on that CD, I remember it to this day, was Heartbreak Hotel, the original recording. And immediately, I fell in love with the voice, the songs, and just the overall sound of Elvis Presley. He became my hero that day. And he still is my hero to this day. And he has influenced in such a big way the way that I do things and how I perform, my stage presence and appearance. I have so much thanks to give to Elvis Presley for inspiring me. I think everybody that knows me knows that and how Elvis has changed my life. So in this episode, I just want to talk about how my career as a performer has been influenced by this man and how my life has been forever changed by it. From that first day that I heard the Elvis songs, I tried to sing his songs all the time, and I was dressing like him at the time, and I really just wanted to fully experience what it was like to be like Elvis. I never wanted to be Elvis, but I wanted to be like Elvis. I wanted to perform. I wanted to sing these songs. I wanted to look as cool as he did. And so, at that young age, I started trying to do all those things. And now, at 19 years old, I have my own Elvis tribute show with a great band, the Blue Hawaii Band, and I'm paying tribute to my hero, and I love it. I've spent so many years studying Elvis's moves, his voice, his stage appearance. I've gotten my hands on just about all the Elvis footage that's out there, and I study it. Because, again, I don't want to be Elvis. I'm not claiming to be Elvis, even when I'm on stage. But I want to honor his legacy. Because it has changed my life in such a huge, huge way. Middle school and high school, I was known as Elvis. People were like, hey, Elvis. And that was just, it got a little annoying at times. But people recognized my love and admiration for the king. They really saw it. And in my senior year of high school, myself and another very talented girl, we were honored with the Most Talented Performers Award in the yearbook. that was huge for me, because I don't think I would have gotten to that spot if it weren't for Elvis and my love of his music. I really don't think I would have gotten there, because so much of what I do has been influenced by him. I was in a band for about 4 years. We were doing classic rock songs from the 60s and 80s through 80s. And even when I was singing Led Zeppelin, I moved like Elvis. So much of what I do comes from that inspiration. And people saw it. People who didn't necessarily know that I sang Elvis songs or, you know, loved him so much would be like, you know, you're like Elvis Presley up there, you know, watching you. And that always filled my heart with such joy, because that was my inspiration. That is who I learned from. In many ways, Elvis taught me. Even though he's sadly been gone since 1977, he's always with me. He's always within me when I'm on stage and singing, recording, whatever I'm doing, he's with me. And his style is just imprinted in my style. It's such a big part of it. And that's not just Elvis. I have so many inspirations that I will talk about on this show on different episodes. But I think one of the biggest things that inspires me is the change. Now, whenever you listen to an Elvis recording, you know it's Elvis. He's got that deep voice and he's got the whole thing going. But if you listen to Elvis in 1956, and then you move on to, say, 1970, that's the way it is, live era of Vegas, the sound is the same in terms of knowing that it's Elvis, but it's so much bigger. It developed over time. It changed. And I think that really inspired me, because it shows that one man can be capable of so much. I don't write my own music, and Elvis didn't write his own music. Now, I don't write music because I'm just really not gifted with that talent. I'm not good at it. I don't not write music intentionally just because Elvis didn't, but you know what? You don't have to. Elvis recorded so many, hundreds of songs, and that helped create his legendary status. One man is capable of so much. He's capable of a change in sound, a change in appearance, and a change of the world. When Elvis was first on TV, it changed the world. And not a great way at that time, because many people were outraged by watching Elvis move his hips the way he was. And that's why on the Ed Sullivan Show, they filmed him from the waist up, because they didn't want that to be seen. But look at the dancing today. Who knows what it would be like if Elvis didn't shake his hips on TV that and so many years ago. He influenced so many people in so many ways. And people continue to build off of that legacy even to this day. And that's really special. And I only hope that someday I can make it just big enough where I can influence someone, make a change to something, and be remembered for that. Because it's not just Elvis's music that I admire, but it was Elvis as a person that I admired. What he did for the music world and the world as a whole is just unforgettable and unmistakable. And that's my wish. You know, even though right now I'm paying tribute to Elvis and I'm doing all of his songs, maybe I'll influence someone by doing that. Maybe I'll make a change by doing that. But I really hope that, you know, I can really follow in Elvis's footsteps, not just as a musician, but as a person, as an inspirational figure. Because that would really not only bring me a lot of joy, but if it brings someone else joy, that makes everything worth it. So it's not all about singing. It's not all about performing. It's about leaving an imprint in someone's life in a positive way. And I've been told by many of my fans and followers that I've done that. That's why they continue to come see me, because I bring back memories for them and I play the music that they love and they just love watching me. That warms my heart, because that's why I do what I do. It really is. I don't do it for the money, you know, or just to keep busy. I do it because I love the music that I play. I love the artist that I pay tribute to. And I love you. I love all of my fans. And all of the people that support me and what I do. You're the reason I'm here. You're the reason that I do what I do. And I thank you all for that. Because it really continues to this day to change my life. 15 years after I've heard my first Elvis song and began my journey as a musician and performer, it still changes my life. And I have all of you to thank for that. And I have all of my heroes to thank for that. That's really all I wanted to say on episode one. Give a brief background explaining what I do and why I do it and how it has changed my life. And how I hope that someday I can inspire and change the life of someone else who is looking for inspiration. I know the wonders that it's done for me in my life, and someday I hope to do the same. So thank you for joining me on this new show on a nostalgic note. I hope you'll join me in the coming episodes where I will discuss music history. I will tell some more personal stories about my time as a performer and different performances that I've done that have stuck with me. And I'll look forward to speaking with all of you. Please feel free to leave comments on my Facebook where I post most of my stuff with different things that you'd like me to discuss or you'd like to hear me give my opinion on, or just your thoughts or comments in general. I love to read them. I take everything that my fans say seriously and to heart. And I respect all of you, and I thank all of you for respecting me, for following me, and being supporters of my dreams.